טוב, now we're going to learn Briti Shalom, page 351, בזן השם. ברוך השם, we married this, it's a beautiful shir, from Rav Arushtel, right, Ezra? He was speaking to Ezra, by the way. I know. Right, Ezra? Also to me, a little bit.
He was speaking to his wife.
Exactly. How do you know? He has all the Kodesh, I pray. Talk about the Shmirat Ha'inai, not looking at anyone else, right? You got married? Be happy in your portion. Also, Chatan, you women, you got married? Be happy in your portion. What are you looking for? Ve'nei mi yesh odin sochen. Who do you have to look good? People, a lot of women, a lot of times. At home, they wear sacks and some shmata on their head. And when they go out, a shetel and makeup and beautiful clothing. What's it? It's the opposite. When your husband comes home dressed the nicest he can, comes home at the end of the day, and when you go out, dress as simple as possible. It's a fool, right? That's not supposed to be the world. It's a fool. Why are you trying to show up in front of other men? Even if you're not thinking about it, but that's what happens. That's true if they're going in front of other women. If they go with other men, that's a big problem. Going to a wedding, of course, dress nicely. You're going to be with women. But if you're going to a place where there's all men, don't look so nicely. Right? That's what I'm saying. Even if they're not thinking about looking good in front of other men, they still have to be modest and not to look good in front of other men. It looks simple. You have to look ugly. It looks simple.
Women don't have to look ugly.
It's true. It's their nature.
What is super cool? They have like 15 women that are just working cosmetics in each of the stores. You know, so they want
the lie of this world.
It's awful. Yeah, it's just terrible. My wife went into a super farm once, and that was it. She said, I'll never go back to that store. Just the way they...
My wife didn't even put on makeup for a wedding.
She did
it. When is it? Lo leshaker, don't lie. Bespar Tarat HaKodesh, in this holy book, Tarat HaKodesh, that Rav Aaron Roth wrote, he writes like this: Rov ikar tzarot ha'adam, mainly the troubles of a man, ben bedever, ben becheret, ben berav, either it's dever, your animals die, your car dies, ben becheret, if it's war, or if you want to call it rackets, shattered from Gaza, or if it's famine,
war.
Yeah. Akol mipgam abrit. It all comes from gam abrit. Vekol ma she'aseh adam b'mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. Whatever a person does, mitzvot and good ma'asim tovim, it's good. It's very good. Kol od she'prit v'brito pagum. No one to be scared right now. Okay. Should I skip this line? Should I say it? Whatever a person does, Torah, mitzvot, mandalim, as long as it's blemishing in the brit, akol olech la sitra acha. It all goes to the sitra acha, the other side.
You want to repeat that?
No.
Just emphasize.
No. Afogem veod brit, it scares me. I don't know. It's good that there's a railing over here. You might jump off. Brit Kodesh, a person who blemishes the brit, especially talking about spilling the seed, nikra meshaker bebritto shel melech malchei ha'melachim, he's lying in the covenant with Hashem. He spills the seed. Kmo shekatuv, lo shikarnu bebritecha, פסוק מפורש זו אמת התורה. Yeah, it can lie in the covenant with Hashem. אמת התורה אומרת, and the truth of the Torah says, שאסור שיהיה עירור לאדם. A man is not allowed to have a bad thought. So it's bad thought, don't give it, think about other women. כן? The kosher can have all kinds of thoughts. Of course, further on, they have all kinds of thoughts, and then, מייסה, השם הרחם. ואז, כשאדם זוכר שאין לו שום עירור, and then, when a person marries, he has no thought, he's clean, his mind is clean. אז הוא זוכה לברית קודש. He married to have a ברית קודש, a covenant of fire. שהוא בוער להשם. He's fire to Hashem. He's flaming towards Hashem. זוכה שכולו מלא ועטוף בשמחה ובאמונה. He marries that he's all full and surrounded and wrapped with happiness, joy and אמונה. באש השם, the fire of Hashem. יחז לשלום ומשקר בבריתו. And if Chaz Shalom is lying in his covenant, meaning he's betraying, Kol Avodat Hashem Yonish Bishvilo Malo, all of his serving Hashem is a punishment for him, it's bitter for him, he's not enjoying it. Ki Boeret Bekol Kulo Esh HaEtz HaRa. Because he's all in him is inflaming the Etz HaRa. Do you mind close the door, please? Thank you. Bekitzu, the main thing is like this. Simply, you want to feel sweetness in your learning. If we want to feel sweetness in our davening, we want to feel sweetness in our Shabbos, sweetness in our Shalom Bayis, sweetness in everything we have to do with Hashem. The more we're holier, the holier we are, the more sweetness we're going to feel, the more Hashem we're going to feel in our lives. And if a person starts seeing that he does not have this sweetness of Hashem, this feeling of Hashem in his life, so he has to see that maybe he's doing something wrong. What he has to fix, that's what a person should take out of this. Not now to say, okay, anyways, I look at women, so I'm not going to come to yeshiva today. And anyways, he goes to the Sidra Achana. No, that's the wrong attitude. That's why I'm saying what the right attitude is, to start working on yourself, to be a kadosh. And yeah, and to know that the madad, the measurement is, yeah, is a person to feel how is his Shabbos, how is his learning, how is his davening. A person can see it clearly. How is his brother doing? Is it with livelihood, or is it with like dead, and it's bitter for him? Does he want to run out of the shul? Right? Does he want to take off his tefillin as early as possible? I'm not talking about a situation where a person is not feeling well, or he's tired, or whatever. That's a different situation. Stop. Is he looking to run out of the shul, or is he looking to stay in the shul? I'm talking to myself. The more a person has dusha, the more he has a feeling to stay connected to Hashem. The less dusha, the less connected with Hashem. He wants to stay away from Hashem. He doesn't want to be with Hashem. Vayikar b'shmirat ha-brit kodesh. The main thing in guarding the brit kodesh. Tachol chabot kol ha-averim. Hem bayam. Yaakov. אתה יכול לחבוד את כל המעברים, זה בסדר גמור. The more a person has ברית קודש, the more, what does that mean ברית קודש? The mainly ברית קודש, זה עושה את זה רעי, the Rambam says, זה שמירת העיניים, it's guarding the eyes. Of course, it can't spill the sea, okay? But guarding the eyes is the main guarding the ברית קודש. מובא ברמב"ם, it's born in the Rambam. ומהן, חמישה דברים העושה אותם אין חזקתו לשומם. There's five things that if a person does them, he's used to doing them, his chazaka is that he won't return, he won't do tshuva on them. He could do tshuva, but it's difficult more for him. לפי שהם דברים קלים בעיני רוב האדם. Because why is person very difficult for him to do tshuva? Because by in the eyes of most of the world, that gives you your answer why Yosef does talk about this. It's a light thing, it's an easy thing, it's not something
People don't take it serious.
ונמצא חוטא והוא ידמה שאין זה חטא. And he finds himself that he's sinning and he thinks that it's not even a sin. And these are they. המסתכל בעריות, the one who looks at women which he's not allowed to be with. Women that he can't have relations with. He's looking at them. And he thinks to himself, what? I didn't do anything. Why? I was with her. Did I get even closer? Did I hug her? Did I do anything to her? No, I just stared at her. That's the Rambam, the words of the Rambam. Rambam, 1,000 years ago, 900 years ago, okay? 800 years ago. והוא אינו יודע שראיית העיניים אבון גדול. And he does not know that the sight of the eyes is a big sin. שהיא גורמת לגופן של הראיות. This causes the maaseh itself, that person will at the end come and he might come to be with a woman. שנאמר, this is the pasuk, ולא תטורו אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם. Don't stray after your heart and your eyes. I didn't say all five, I just said the first one.
Women don't appreciate being stared at.
It's true.
Most we're talking about this, there's another side of that.
They appreciate when someone guards his eyes and stand there a lot of times, especially if you explain it to them.
I never blame them, I always blame myself. Yes. I'm sick. That's how he's telling in the army. In the army, he told me, what's the problem with a woman serving you? That's a problem. Halacha, a woman cannot serve you. It's halacha. Your wife is not allowed to serve you if she's nida. Another woman is allowed to serve you. On your plate, straight to you. He tells me, what's your problem? I said, I tell you what. I told him, he was a 19-year-old boy, my commander. I told him, listen, you're so holy, you're so pure. I'm sick in the head. I'm sorry. They laughed. I said, yeah, what can I do? I'm sick. A woman serves me. I have all kinds of things going on in my head. I can't go eat by the dining room, I told them. And I didn't go. I ate bread and riba, or breche and chocolate.
You know, there was a woman in Baltimore in Nadia, and she became a trainer of soldiers of how to shoot a gun.
That's not a problem in halacha. A woman's not supposed to be a commander.
So, what happened was that everybody in the world did a story on her.
Was what?
They did stories on her, with pictures, you know. Blonde woman showing soldiers how to shoot their weapons, you know, and she said she didn't know what to do with that. You know, she got out of the army as soon as she could. She wanted to make her career of it. And she said they're using it, you know, as like a sex symbol. Or something.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to serve Israel. I mean, I didn't mind doing that.
So she saw now the truth.
I didn't want to be that image, which was everywhere in all the papers. And in the beginning, my mom said, her mom's a very familiar. I have a celebrity daughter. How much fun. But then, right away, she saw what happened to her daughter. It was a terrible thing. Now she's a waitress somewhere.
It's a better job than a...
Once in a while, I went into it.
Now we're learning Shulchanor. Not Chassidus. We read Rambam, now we're learning Shulchanor. Okay?
Sure.
Okay, Ibn Ezer, Simon Chafalet. If anyone wants to look at
it. So we're still on number one.
What?
We're still on the first point.
Yeah. Isur Kirva Li Isha B'chol Ha'ofanim. It says in Shulchanor, the prohibition of getting close to a woman in all means. What does that mean? This is Lashon. This is Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Now I'm reading you Shulchan Aruch. Adam Litrachek Min Anashim Meod Meod. A person needs to distance himself from women. Meod Meod. You know what Meod Meod means? Very much. Ve'asur lo likrotz be'adav u'beraglav ve'lirmoz be'enav la'achat min ha'arayot. And it's asur for him to hint to her with his hand or with his leg or with one of his eyes or with his eyes, he had to blink to her, to any of the women which he's not allowed to be with. Ve'asul ischok ima, and he can't joke with her, he can't say jokes with her, and he can't joke, be lightheaded with her. Ola, and of course he can't look at her beauty. Asul. ואפילו להריח במסמים שעליה אסור, לא צריך נאצי, okay? He's not allowed to smell the perfume that's on her. Therefore, if a woman passes by and she's full of perfume, you close your nose, because halach on shulchan aruch, they're not allowed to smell, even if you don't see. It's asur. That also tell your wife not to put perfume on them when they go outside. Only when they're inside the house, when you come home, they can put perfume. Go outside, you can put deodorant on, that doesn't smell too much. Asur, because it's the same way we're not allowed to smell, they're not allowed to cause us to smell it. But if you're walking in the street, and a woman, a lot of times, I walked outside my house, and it was bad. I told my wife, oh, it's disgusting. I told my wife, she said, but no one's here. I said, yeah, she was here half an hour ago. And there's still smell was going around. But yeah, we're not allowed to smell the perfume of women. ואסור להסתכל בנשים שעומדות על הכביסה, not allowed to look at a woman when she's hanging laundry. ואסור להסתכל אפילו בבגדי צבעונים שאישה שהוא מכירה, אפילו אינן עליה, שם יבוא לארבע. First, it's not allowed to look at colorful clothing of a woman, even when that he knows that woman, even though he doesn't know who she is. It doesn't know that. If he knows who she is, even though he doesn't, it's not on her right now. Okay, and I'll tell you more than that. In our generation, don't even look at any clothing of women. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Any clothing, not at a dress, hanging online. Don't look at the dress hanging online. Very easy, your thoughts go, the dress, it's on that part of the body, yes, very easy. Okay, I'm sorry I'm talking so disgustingly today, but it's the truth. I'm talking to you about
it. We really need it on the recording.
So my wife does the laundry, and she hangs it on the, like, stringer, puts it outside. She puts the underwear inside.
Yes,
and
of course.
And the shirt's
on
the outside.
Of course, so always. Underwear, the bra, whatever it is, always out inside. Yeah.
Inside.
Always. Paga b'isha b'shuk. If a person walks in the shuk, in the street, and he realizes a woman in front of him, what's halacha? So it happens to us every day, right? There's halachas, what to do? It says in Shulchan Aruch, asur le'alech achareha. It's asur to walk behind her. The Gemara says, you prefer walking behind the lion and not behind the woman. The Gemara says, "Achorei ari v'lo achorei isha." The Gemara, yeah, Allah is Shulchan Aruch. Ela ratz u'mesakal atzadim o le'achorav. So he has to go fast if he's able to go faster than her. Usually he's able to, and go to either right in front of her or to the side of her. If he can't go so fast, he's tired. So stop, let her run forward, and then walk. V'lo ya'avor petach isha zona. If they know that there's an entrance of a woman who's a prostitute, you can't walk by that door because people might come to say he's walking by a prostitute. V'amistakel, listen to this halacha. It's halacha and it's Gemara and it's halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Amistakel, afilu be'etzba ktana shel isha, v'nitkaven le'enot mimena. One person looks even in the pinky of a woman and he's having mind to benefit. Oh, it's so beautiful. She put a, what's it called? Polish, or she's working up her nails so nicely, right? And he has a mind to enjoy what he sees. Kilu mistakel bebet haTorah shela, as if he looked at that place of hers. Her private place. Okay. He looked at her pinky as if he looked at her private place. Said that if he had in mind to benefit from that. V'asur lishmoa kol erva, and you're not allowed to hear a woman sing. Asur lishmoa kol erva. Or li'ot se'ara, you can't look at a woman's hair. Said that even if she's not married, you're not allowed to look at her hair. Because immediately, the hair is erva, it causes a woman to look beautiful. That's why I don't get the idea of sheitel. But that's it. Can you look at a woman, even if a 15-year-old girl and she's pretty and she has her hair all out like that? Is that so? So look at her hair. Of course, if she's married, is that so?
Why is she 15? Like
4 or 5? 4 or 5 years old?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
They're
to
ready.
Look
at. They're ready to have relations after 3.
Can but still. Because that love is from the age of people get attracted. of this generation, you never know. המתכוון לאחד מאלו הדברים, הקים אותו בקברדות. What happens if someone has in mind to one of these things that we said? You beat him. Lashes. 39 lashes. Maybe that's why we have all these missiles coming at us. I don't know. What do you want to say, Echo?
In Morocco and parts of Europe, Eastern Europe, by age 11 or 12, the girls were already wearing kisuyot.
Yeah, we spoke about this. Yeah,
they already what?
They were wearing head covers. Yofi. Now we learn to have a halacha today. I have a halacha today.